7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Have a baby, Kevin. I'll have a test tube baby.
Okay. Yeah. Hello and welcome to another very, very taxing episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I'm so physically messed up that I can barely function, and that's cool. I'm accustomed to it. Had a pretty bad morning. Yeah. And I'm still not in the greatest of shape. But, the drugs are starting to kick in. Although, now that I'm thinking about it, how many of these do I have left? Yeah, like 2 days. And how many of these do I have left? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days, maybe? I wonder if I'm ever going to get a call from a doctor who's going to help me. No, I'm just still sitting around waiting. Because that's what I do. That is my purpose in life these days. And I know what some of the committee is thinking right now. The committee is thinking, but Tobe, no, your life is about going around and looking for awesome stuff like marmots and baby herons in trees and owls in the daytime and, you know, blue and purple golf balls. Well, this is true, but circumstances have dictated otherwise. And now, all I do is I lay around on the floor, medicated, waiting for a phone call from a doctor. Yeah, I was up way too late last night. I stayed up too late, not because I wanted to, or nothing was happening. Let's pour some tea here. I just could not go to sleep because various parts of my body were complaining way too much, and so I was watching TV. And while I was watching, I thought, you know what I want to hear right now? Is some of that music that they played during Muay Thai fighting. If you've ever watched any Muay Thai fight, there's this great music playing in the background. You've heard it. There's a double reed instrument, like a bean or something, going wah, 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 wah. And then there's some little bells or gongs going chinga 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 ching. Well, wait, why am I sitting here trying to describe it when we could just listen to it? Hold on. Let me just pull up a fight here. And, yeah, we got to... See, this is when I wish this was a TV show. Because you need to see this particular fight. This is one that I watched last night. And apparently, this girl, one of the fighters, is really popular and well-known. Her name is Rina. And she's probably 4 years old. And she weighs, probably... 12, 13 kilograms. I don't know what weight class that puts her in, but yes, this is a fight between two toddlers. This little girl named Rina and this little boy whose name I do not know. And Rina is really cute. She's got all her accessories on. She's got pink shorts. She's got pink boxing gloves on. And now the instructions are being read to the combatants. And the music has stopped. So Rena gets a little drink of water, splash of water on her head. She smiles and giggles. And why am I not at this fight? I feel like I'm missing out on like all the greatest things. And I need to go to Thailand so I can watch toddlers fight each other and listen to this killer music. All right, so she's getting her little pink robe off. And what's on the front of her little tank top? Is that a cupcake? A pink cupcake? Oh my God, that's hilarious, if that's what that is. Yeah, and you're probably thinking, so what? This little girl is going to kick the crap out of this other little kid? Yeah, probably. The fight's about to start. Let's listen in. And there's the bell. And here comes the music. Now, don't think for a minute that this is some kind of sham fight. It's not. These kids are throwing down. This little girl is throwing punches right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, and then kick. Kick. Right, left. Oh, there's a right into his face. Right, left, right, kick. Kick right into his gut. Oh, nice high kick. Boom, bam, boom. These children are throwing down. It's probably because of this cool music. Oh! Oh! She's attempting to throw him. She's got his arm, but she can't step into him. He's preventing it. Oh, and they had to be broken up. Oh, and she runs back in and just starts throwing punches. She's throwing bombs. Oh, good kick. End of round one. Okay, now did you get a good listen to that music? You know, it was low drums, duk 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 duk, and then there was a ting ching a ting a ching ting, and then there was that, you know, double reeded flute sound. I love this fight and music. I should try to make some at some point in time. Not today. Not today, but at some point in time. And you might be asking, now, Tob, why would you do this? Well, you know, just as practice and preparation, in case 2 4-year-old children start fighting in my vicinity, and that way I can play the correct music. Oh, wait, here's Brenda.
Oh, Blender.
Uncle Grandfather. Al.
You dumb looking. Oh, God. She has brought a wrong tray of hamburgers.
But what about that path?
Stay true to the past and beware the, what do you know? The guy.
Who?
Brenda.
Beware of who?
Put those on the top shelf until the file is hot.
Who, Uncle Grandfather? Beware of who?
Quaffio.
Who?
Higher.
Quaffio?
You can do it. Now do you understand?
No, I don't.
You see, Gerald, son. Hamburger should be high.
All right.
Oh, damn. Look at that. Look at that.
らいかんぜよ。
Needed that. That was Baby Metal with their song Megitsune. Very good. That's the famous song where what's her name sings into her knife microphone, her Tonto mic. I love that thing. I wish that was real. I wish it could be real. Oh well. I never get to have anything fun like that, but I do get to have some tea. And you might be wondering, what are you drinking today, Tobe? Well, I'm drinking none other than my classic Da Hong Pao. The good Da Hong Pao. So yummy. I need to figure out what I'm going to eat today. I don't have any food. I'm probably going to have to go get some food. I'm not going to make it in the grocery store. Which means I got to go drive through somewhere to get some food. Or not necessarily. I do have enough power in me to drive someplace, walk in and order, and then walk out with the food. But I'm not inspired. What do I feel like eating today? I don't know. Maybe I will just go through a drive-thru. Maybe I'll just go to Abelardo's. Get some tacos or get a burrito. I don't know, that even that doesn't sound all that interesting. I don't know what I want to eat. And besides, and I don't want to go out. It snowed overnight or something. You know, the last couple days have been like 15 degrees or warmer. And then last night I started thinking, I feel kind of cold, and I checked the temperature. Yeah. It's many, many negative degrees. It was like 7 degrees American. And what's that in metric? I don't know. I'm not doing any conversions. And apparently it snowed last night, just a little bit. Just enough snow to make everything look white. Just enough snow to give you that snow glare headache if you look out the window too long. Oh, I do not want the snow glare headache. No, I don't. So what, Tobe? So what are you gonna do? What are you thinking? Well, I guess I'm starting to kind of think maybe we need to do some synth. Synth, synth. Okay, so what was I doing with synth last night? I can't even remember. I'm trying to remember. I'm looking at this thing and going, what the hell was I doing? Well, first of all, I programmed up these sequencers, which are really arpeggiators. There's two of them, and if we play them in sync, we get these intervals. You get the idea. But are we going to do that? No, we're going to do something weird. We're going to let the first arpeggiator run like this. Oops, run like this. Yeah, and we're going to let the second arpeggiator run like this. Yes, it's faster. And so, how much faster is it? I don't know. Basically, they line up. I think I've set these two against each other in sort of 3-4 mode. So while they both play, one goes through its cycle in 12, the other goes through its cycle in 16, and so you get this wacky business that sounds like this. That was one cycle. Two cycles. Yeah. I don't know how to put this. So basically we've got one. We're playing 16 and 12. It's very interesting. Except we're not going to keep it that way. We're going to make it even weirder. What I have managed to do, let's turn down VCO1 and let's just focus on second sequencer here. I mean the second arpeggiator. There it goes. And what I have done is I have plugged in a triangle unipolar, I should add, LFO. And I've plugged that into sequencer 2's timing. So when I hit the LFO and the LFO goes up and down, the sequencer will speed up and slow down. And we're going to do that in 3, 2, 1. Yeah, being as that's only unipolar, it's really only cycling through three different speeds, and that's okay. I could probably get 4 or 5 out of it if I made some other adjustments, but I don't want to. I want it the way it is, and that's the way it is. And so what does it sound like altogether? It gets pretty damn weird. Let's go. Oh wait, I forgot to turn the other one on. So, okay, and now let's go. Now let's add some reverb and delay. Wow, that's just a mess. How can we make that any better? Well, let's turn on the gator. The gator is really Baby 6, the sequencer. Another sequencer. So now we've got another sequencer, and it is really messed up because I have it set for a 15-step loop, not a 16, not a 12. So it also will not be in time with anything. But what I've done is I've turned off the envelope generator on Florian, and we're just going to use the gator to gate Florian. And we're taking clock off the second sequencer. No, we're taking the clock off the first sequencer. So that'll clock the outboard sequencer, which will then both trigger the envelope generator with its gates, and then it will use its CV to do something. To do what? Oh yeah, I plugged the CV into the first sequencer's timing, and I don't know if that's actually going to do anything, because that's regardless. Let's listen in now. I'm starting in 3, 2, 1, go. Oh, it's quiet. Until it does that. So Florian is running. But it only makes a sound when the outboard sequencer triggers it, which is about twice in every 15-step measure, so to speak. And yes, sequencer 2 is going fast and slow. Fast, medium, slow. Fast, medium, slow. So we're going to get different things every time. This is pretty generative in the sense that we're letting things go, but we're going to hear something different every time. Thanks to weird timing, thanks to sequencers changing paces, thanks to sequencers being out of time. We got a lot of weird crap going on here. And we can make it weirder by playing with the cutoff knob. Whoa, cool. Right, so that's a thing that I've been doing. Maybe we need to add something to this. Do you think we can get drums to work? What kind of drums do you think? Let's grab the PO here. Throw in some bass drum. Give me a kick. There's a good kick. Now, how much kicky kick do we really need here? I don't know. And what else do we want? We better throw something else. Wait, I put that in the wrong place, didn't I? Yes, I did. Let's see if I could move this around. Get this in the right place. And I want a little snippy snip there. Okay. Let's try this out. Let's reset everything to start at the beginning and go. Need more gain on the drums. Well, that's something. Maybe we need to do more drum stuff. What do we need? I think we need more cymbal. Let's put some of those in somewhere. Let's see where to put them. That is, but it kind of works. But I kind of don't like it either. Thank you. Something like that. Maybe. Once you kind of have a drum beat that kind of works for you, I kind of like that. Where do we go from here? What am I doing with this? Again, no idea. Probably just need to add some more synth, but well, I don't know. I just don't know. But I'll tell you one thing, you can probably find out tomorrow. On tomorrow's episode of The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. It's over. I'm gone.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.